اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
ودعوتك ربي بقرآني جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسان. ودعوتك ربي بقرآني.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم.
Respected brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to Let's Recite the Quran Kareem, a series of Quranic sessions held by IRIB English Radio in cooperation with Sevier International Schools Network. Today, inshallah, we'll be working on Ayah 6 of Surah Al-Baqarah. In the previous sessions, we worked on the first Ayah, second, third, and fourth, and fifth Ayat. And today, inshallah, we'll be working on the Ayah number 6 in this Surah. The same as the previous sessions, first and foremost, we'll listen to this Ayah.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ألف لام ميم. ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه هدى للمتقين الذين يؤمنون بالغيب ويقيمون الصلاة ومما رزقناهم ينفقون والذين يؤمنون بما أنزل إليك وما أنزل من قبلك وبالآخرة هم يوقنون أولئك على هدى من ربهم وأولئك هم المفلحون. إن الذين كفروا سواء عليهم أأنذرتهم أم لم تنذرهم لا يؤمنون.
So, alhamdulillah, it was a great recitation. Now, let's recite it together. Ready, Fawad, Ali Nasir, and Hussein?
Yes.
Okay. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
إن الذين كفروا سواء عليهم
إن الذين كفروا سواء عليهم
أأنذرتهم أم لم تنذرهم لا يؤمنون.
أأنذرتهم أم لم تنذرهم لا يؤمنون.
Now the whole ayah. إن الذين كفروا سواء عليهم أأنذرتهم أم لم تنذرهم لا يؤمنون.
إن الذين كفروا سواء عليهم أأنذرتهم أم لم تنذرهم لا يؤمنون.
صدق الله العلي العظيم.
صدق الله العلي العظيم.
أحسنت أحسنت. ما شاء الله ما شاء الله. So what do you think? Does Allah Almighty talk about the muttaqin in this ayah? It means the messages of the ayah or the meaning of the ayah is now different from the previous ayahs. So this ayah is not going to talk about muttaqin. So this ayah, Allah Almighty starts in this ayah talking about those who do not believe. About the non-believers. Okay, the kuffar. So what does Allah Almighty say? Inna alladhina. Inna, the word inna, remember. Inna, anna, okay, these words. They are like the word, they have emphasizes. Okay? The meaning. Inna. Inna says surely. This is an emphasize, okay? To the ayah, the words that come after this. So, inna alladhina kafaru. Surely those who do not believe. Surely the faithless people, the non-believers, okay? Surely the non-believers, kafaru, those who, the non-believers, alladhina kafaru, those who do not believe, okay, or did not believe to Allah Almighty or the divine scripture, the Quran that you have, okay? Inna alladhina kafaru, sawa'un alayhim.
If you scare them?
Sawa'un, if you scare them? No. The meaning is not that.
Yes, it is.
No, sawa means it is equal. It's the same for them. Sometimes you, for example, Fawad Haider comes to me, okay, Ali Nasir? Fawad Haider comes to me and says that, sir, I want to go out. I'm saying, okay, go out. He goes out. Second time, he says, for example, once he comes to me, I want to go out. I say, no, don't go out. He goes out. First time, I allowed him to go out. I give him permission. But the second time, I didn't give him permission, but it was the same for him. Even if I allow him or not, he just goes out. Yes? Or for example, Hussein Rahullah comes to me. He wants to buy something. He says that, sir, I want to buy this mobile phone. I say, Hussein, don't buy this. This is not a good phone, okay? You will regret, really. You don't have to spend your money, waste your money on this. He says, no, I like this. I love this. This is a great phone, okay? I said, okay, buy this. He buys it, okay? The next time that I want to tell him, okay, that, oh, this mobile is so nice, buy this one. It's not his own wish, okay? No, he says, no, I don't like it. So he doesn't listen to me. Even if I tell him good things, he listens, does not listen to me. Bad things, does not listen to me, okay? So non-believers are like this. Allah Almighty says that. Inna alladhina kafaru, those who are non-believers, the faithless people, okay? O Prophet, the faithless people, okay? It is the same for them. It is the same for them, okay? That whether you warn them of the day of judgment or not, it is the same for them. They will not have faith. They will not believe. Why? Because their hearts are dark. Their hearts are locked down, okay? Their hearts are not in the way of guidance. They are not guided. So those people that they do not believe. So it is the message of this ayah. So one message I want to tell you, that those who, like Fawad and Hussein Rahullah, do not listen to your words, okay? Do not give them any recommendations. Do not give them any advices.
Okay? Leave them.
So even if you tell them anything, nothing. They will not listen to you. So don't waste your time, okay, on them.
It's our work to say.
Yeah. It is your object. It is your responsibility. Whenever you see someone, he's like going to the wrong path, you gotta guide them. But if they didn't listen to you, if they even didn't pay attention, didn't care about you, leave them alone. Okay? سَوَاءٌ عَلَيْهِمْ أَأَنذَرْتُمْ أَمْ لَمْ تُنذِرْهُمْ أَأَنذَرْتُمْ, even if you warn them, أَمْ لَمْ تُنذِرْهُمْ, even if you do not warn them, it's equal for them. They will not believe in you. Okay? So, let's recite this ayah again, and we will work on tajweed rules. Then, inshallah, in the next ayahs, okay, ayat, in the verses, Allah Almighty will explain, okay? خَتَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ وَعَلَىٰ سَمْعِهِمْ وَعَلَىٰ أَبْصَارِهِمْ غِشَاوَةً وَلَهُمْ عَذَابٌ عَظِيمٌ. Okay? Then, inshallah, we'll learn.
هذا القرآن يوحدنا لطريق الخير يوجهنا الله تعالى أنزله ورسول الله معلمنا ورسول الله معلمنا هذا
القرآن. Want to learn Quran at home? Join us in our Quranic class. Let's recite the Quran.
So So now listen to Hussein Ruhullah. Hussein Ruhullah will read this ayah. We will repeat after him.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الذين كفروا سواء عليهم أنذرتهم أم لم تنذرهم لا يؤمنون
أحسن أحسن Let's recite إن الذين كفروا سواء عليهم أنذرتهم أم لم تنذرهم لا يؤمنون أحسن إن إدغام مثلين yes وضغن إن الذين pronunciation of the letter ذال كفروا plural واو And waw mad is. Yes, kafaru.
Yes.
Sawa'un mad we have. What type of mad is it?
Madud tabi.
Madud tabi. Mashallah, but that's wrong.
Wajib muttasil, yes.
Wajib muttasil. Why? Because the letter hamza and the harf al-mad, which is alif maddi, both are in the same word. Sawa'a. So, stretch it for how many counts?
Four.
To six.
Uh-huh. Stretch it for what?
Sawa'u.
سواء أحسن سواء عليهم أأنذرتهم okay أأنذرتهم نون ساكن plus ذال yes إخفاء أأنذرتهم أم لم تنذرهم نون ساكن plus حسين رضي الله
إخفاء
ذال إخفاء yes
yes
plus إخفاء نون ساكن plus ذال إخفاء أأنذرتهم أم لم تنذرهم لا يؤمنون so you can recite this way let me try إن الذين كفروا سواء عليهم أأنذرتهم أم لم تنذرهم لا يؤمنون if you say this The message will be a little clear, yes? لا يؤمنون They will never believe. Okay, لا يؤمنون They will not believe. So one of the points in recitation is, if you want to recite it the best way, is to pay attention to the meaning of the ayah. Whom Allah Almighty talks to. If Allah Almighty is talking to the mu'mineen and giving them the news of Jannah, heaven, so recite it with a good way. أولئك على هدى من ربهم وأولئك هم المفلحون But when it comes to kafirin, okay? The non-believers إن الذين كفروا سواء عليهم أأنذرتهم أم لم تنذرهم لا يؤمنون Like a sad one, okay? Sad voice. We have in recitation, we have different vocals we have, okay? And each vocal sound, okay, has its special purposes. So some vocals, okay, are used to recite in a happy way. Okay, some are in a very hard way. What, for example, it's warning. It's warning, okay? And sometimes it's like for a sad type of recitation. So I hope, inshallah, you've learned something from the explanations, from the tajweed rules in this ayah. So now, inshallah, we'll recite the whole ayahs from ayah first to the sixth ayah together, okay? Then, inshallah, we'll end this session.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alif Lam Mim. Thalika al-kitabu la rayba fih. هدى للمتقين الذين يؤمنون بالغيب ويقيمون الصلاة ومما رزقناهم ينفقون والذين يؤمنون بما أنزل إليك وما من قبلك وبالآخرة هم يوقنون أولئك على هدى من ربهم ربهم وأولئك هم المفلحون إن الذين كفروا سواء عليهم أأنذرتهم أم لم تنذرهم لا يؤمنون صدق الله العلي العظيم اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجه.
Thank you so much. Thanks to IRIB English Radio, and also thanks to Sever International Schools Network. And first and foremost, thanks to Allah Almighty. Inshallah, see you in the coming sessions. Stay with us. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu ala Muhammadi wa alihi al-tahiri.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجه.
Let's recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools.
ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نرقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان والقرآن